Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, about justice, and about establishing and keeping the American way. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
Well, it's been one of those days with 8 inches of snow, and luckily I was like 3/4 of the way through plowing my yard when my snowblower finally died. And and now they say there may be a little more snow tonight, and I'm hoping it doesn't hit here, because if it does, I'm just going to sit here and say, I ain't doing nothing about it.
I remember when we were little and our dad would wake us up in the middle of the night when there was a blizzard and say, you know, go on out there and get and do the driveway so that there won't be so
get
much.
Get it ahead
in the
of the
morning.
Time.
Get
yeah,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
And he would literally
get ahead of it.
Get us up at 3 a.m. to get out and shovel, and he would never get his fat ass into anything and shovel with us. And do you remember, honest to God, folks, he gave us new shovels for Christmas presents. People don't believe things like that anymore because it's just so heartless. But I mean, the truth of it was nice to have a better shovel. But, you know, when you're 8 and 9 years old, getting a new Christmas shovel is not what you want.
Yeah.
Not when you want a Schwinn or a Raleigh and end up getting instead a Huffy or whatever it was. Well, anyway, we've got stuff we got to talk about, but this was a little trip down memory lane, and I mean to tell you, we have lots of memories on memory lane. That is for definite sure. All right, listen, one of my favorite stories is just come back up, and I just love
must
it.
Must be
when,
Lisa Page. Lisa Page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, great story, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, woe is me. That president
the
is picking on me. Oh, woe is me. I haven't done anything wrong other than duping some guy outside of my wedding, and I'm just terrible the way he treats me. Oh, my God.
And the, well, we've got a little new information. Evidently, Strokes, Peter Strzok's wife saw a government phone and looked through it. I guess she was suspicious about her husband, which, of course, she has every right to be. And she found out that they were doing it. So here they have a new set of email things trying to talk about, you know, should we tell her, you know, what do we need to tell her, assure her that it isn't happening. Just one thing after the other. Amazing. What was your favorite part?
Was she married? They said something today, and I just thought, you know, she doing him, but they said that she was married and had a couple of kids, this Page.
Well, she's married. I don't know about her having kids. But
I thought, well,
what really amazed me, Dick, is she's just 39 years old. I mean, she's been
she looks at least 49.
39.
Yeah.
And
no, I said she looks like she's 49.
Yeah. She doesn't look bad, but she definitely looks, and she's hard. But this is the thing. The Democrats, they just love people who have no character, and to make them a victim.
They like that woe is me. That's what they like. Woe is me. The whole world is against me, even though I've been stooping some guy on the side and trying to get the president before he's even in office to get him impeached. That was good. Yeah, they're upstanding American citizens.
Well, you know, she said that, you know, says the straw that broke the camel's back was when Trump mocked her in a fake orgasm scene. And I, you know, of course, that really is tacky of President Trump to do that. But it isn't something that bothers me that he does it, which really I don't think says much for me, does it?
No.
It didn't bother me that he did it. And, you know, when you get, when you have these people do this stuff all the time, it is beneath the president. And it, you know, I mean, that's just.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you should just leave that stuff alone.
And it wasn't, you know what, and play both sides of the fence here. It isn't like he wasn't doing somebody somewhere when he was married, too.
Well, that's
not for sure. Yeah, you know, there's two sides to every coin there, Trumpy. So don't let the door hit you, whatever.
You know, when Melania was having Barron, that's when he, you know, did what's her name, Stormy. I mean, when she was pregnant, that's not that. I mean, that stuff isn't cool. Now. You know, and it never has been cool. And it, you know, but here's the other. Here is the third side of this Rubik's cube kind of thing. If he's going to get our military in the shape that he's done, if he's going to get the economy in the shape that it is, and if he's going to appoint conservative judges the way he has done. I don't really care. That's now, you know, I see those things as so much more important. You know who the most moral president was Jimmy Carter. And he was a terrible president. And I know people would like to say, well, what about Barack Obama? And, you know, I mean, I think that who he really is, nobody has not been absolutely put forward straightforwardly because he's not straight. That's what I believe. But, you know, do I know that? It's obviously not for a fact, you know, but they're just, well, I don't know, actually, he's gone and we can just kind of leave that in the murky shadows because it doesn't really make any difference. Not that kind of thing. The only thing that would make a difference about it would be if Michelle Obama does decide to throw her hat into the ring and, you know, and who she really is will need to come out. And, you know, I mean, there are things there that are absolutely not on the up and up. So, you know, c'est la vie.
Well, I don't think she's going to run anyway, just from the standpoint of with what you just said and trying to somewhat maintain her husband's legacy, but you know, that's not. I think some of these reports and some of the stuff that's going to come out in the next few weeks or months or whatever is going to not paint a very good picture of what President Obama was. Because a lot of this stuff that went on in the deep state and in the background He knew everything that was going on. Absolutely.
Knew everything. Wasn't there something, too, that they uncovered?
Maybe it was between Strzok and Page saying, you know, the boss wants to make sure that we keep him informed about everything.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Dick, they aren't going to be asking for indictments for these people, and that she falsified documents, Page, for the you know, that's
FISA?
Just not a that's just not something that you end up in jail. That she did it to try and get other people put in jail. They want to throw Trump out of office for a telephone call, but other people can just do these major crimes, and, well, that's just okay, you know, and, you know, it's just, it's, you know, that not anything worth pursuing. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all, and, you know, I surely don't get that Joe Biden's quid pro quo, which was, you know, he boasted about, you know, and was an open confession, is not something that should be pursued. But Trump wanting to find out about it is a crime. I mean, it just, it's like everything is upside down, topsy-turvy, ass backwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quote our father one more time during our radio show.
Yeah, ass backwards, yeah. But, you know, this just seems to be the Democrats' M.O. anymore. You know, and you know, I always sit back and say to myself, it's because they're trying to put on a strong offense to deflect from the defense that they should be having, because there is a lot of them that are, for all intent and purposes, Jack, they're guilty of treason. They were trying to get the president of the United States out of office, and I consider that high crimes, not misdemeanors, but high crimes against this country.
I do too. It's beyond amazing. And here we are, and, you know, the odious guy from the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, makes such a terrible, I mean, he looks like a bad guy, like you would cast him as a bad guy, and then they go from him to Jerry Nadler, who is even worse. He's like 5'2", and, you know, I mean, he lost about 300 pounds, and he's still grossly overweight. And here he is. He's gonna, like, this little dictator. And Trump's overseas, and, you know, we're going to have to put up with this stuff. It's just absolutely beyond the pale. It just is.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
And we, you know,
Nadler is calling history professors to talk about what impeachment means.
Law professors.
Yeah, and they want people in. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on television, I guess, but they expect people to watch this. I mean, they didn't watch Schiff at the end there. They didn't watch him hardly at all, and now this to me, it just goes downhill. I mean, they're not offering anything. And it's just, I don't know, it's a criminal waste of time and money with this country.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, should Trump have sent a lawyer? Well, for him to be able to participate, he would have had to given up executive privilege. And that's something a president can never give up. And, you know, that's but Nadler, you know, that's I mean, they're boxing Trump in. And yet at the same time, it's just, I mean, this is so trivial. So trivial. Hard to believe that people even take it seriously. It's just trivial.
Well, the whole thing is, to me, it's just such a farce of, you know, what they're trying to do. And, you know, there was a thing I saw, only it was today, in the last few days anyway, that was saying how the independents are saying, you know, that Trump is doing everything he can for this country, and the Democrats are doing everything to try and stop him for doing what's right for this country. You know, when you get idiots like De Niro and some of these other ones saying, you know, it's too bad we didn't have a recession. You know, that would have hurt him. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's actually the way you people feel? That you'd want to put this country into a downfall just to get rid of Trump? But I think I read something that you said today. I really, even including Obama's wife or whatever she is, I don't think any of them can beat Trump. I mean, he has gotten everything going exactly where it should be. You know, they should take some of their ads, and it would be like the one of Obama saying, you know, the GDP can never be over 1.5% or 2%, whatever it was he said. And here we're running at almost 4. You know, consider what's going on, folks. You know, take a look at your 401ks. Take a look at your retirement funds or your anything that has to do with the government as far as giving you money, you're doing pretty good. But they are doing something now that I'm reading, and I hope if it's fake news, it's gotten to me, where they want to start calling Social Security a government benefit versus the fact that it was our money to begin with.
It was taken from us for 50 years.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Well, they've been trying that for quite a while, but I don't think they're going to get very far with it because, you know, that would require it to be made into law, and the Senate certainly is not going to go along with that. Speaking about the economy and how well it's doing, one of the favorite narratives of the Democrats is that it's only helping the 1%. Nobody else is being helped. Well, Dick, there are 60 or 70 million people that have 401ks and another 35 million that have IRAs. That is where, since Trump's been in office, the growth in the economy has been a little bit over $11 trillion. That is half a year's worth of GDP. So that means
GDP.
The 3 years that he has been president, it's like people have saved a half a year's worth of income. Those who have 401ks and IRAs, and you know, and so that's 100 million people, and the 100 million people probably equates to a little over 200 million. When it comes to, you know, that this is what families have. you know, not everybody in the family has, well, you know, the IRA or whatever, but it's a large percentage, and it's the working percentage of Americans.
But what about just the tax cut itself, and how much it gave? You know, maybe they don't have a 401k, maybe they don't have an IRA, but they have a weekly income that they were taking out less taxes, which means you have more money in your paycheck to take home and do with as you please. Now, did I just hear that the Saturday was the biggest Black Saturday ever?
Yes. Black Friday.
Spent something like, no, not Black Friday. I'm talking about Black Saturday, the Saturday after Black Friday. Black Friday was huge itself, but Saturday was just as good. If, you know, not better, but it was the best Saturday after Black Friday ever. So people were still spending money.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
I can assure you, no, absolutely not. That's Christmas makes everything go well at the end of the year. There, that's absolutely the way that one works. So that's a really good thing. And here we've got Trump going over to London to meet
England
with to meet with NATO.
NATO.
And his purpose is to let them know that we are going to be spending, instead of 22% of the NATO budget, that we're going to go down to 16%, and that they're going to have to come up with the money to pay for their own defense. Because this is what is, you know, for decades, what made Europe so much, you know, the euro so much stronger than the dollar, was that we were paying to defend them, and they would have, their GDP would be less than 1% going into defense, sometimes a great deal less than 1%, while we were paying a little over 4% of ours, and our economy was, you know, huge in comparison to theirs. So these are some things that are just, you know, unfair, patently unfair, and Trump says, you know, we're not going to do it. The United States is not going to be the sap of the world anymore. I applaud him for this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he's a businessman.
You know,
he's treating this country like a business, and he's, you know, China, oh, you know, you got to lower the tariffs on us so that we can keep talking. And he's saying, no, the tariffs aren't going anywhere until you decide that you're going to do what we want you to do. And guess what? That's the way you run a business, too. You squeeze them till it hurts. Look at Iran. Iran is running scared now because they're broke. And Trump's made sure of that.
I like that. I definitely like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So his I don't see this impeachment going very far. They're going to do it. And it is so wasteful. And nothing
done. Have you heard anything about where the actual vote would be? Because I'm hearing some of these Democrats that won seats in places where Trump won big, that they may not vote for it because they're more concerned with the seat of their own pants than they are the Democratic Party.
Well, there'd have to be quite a few that would do that. I mean, you know, maybe 15 or 20. And that would be quite a few, to be honest with you, to do it. But if they did, then it would die. And it would be the end of Pelosi's leadership in the House. They don't have a good answer. I mean, they don't have anything that really works. No, nothing positive. It just isn't there. I mean, if they vote to impeach him, it's going to die in the Senate, and they're going to lose the House next November because they did nothing. If they let it go, then the radical left is going to be furious with them. And they'll end up losing the House, and no matter what they do, I think that they're doomed. I'm all for them losing the House, but I don't see just a way out for them to save face. They have painted themselves in a corner. I mean, they really have.
And they're slowly but surely they're running out of paint, because they have nothing. There's absolutely, you know, like you said earlier, what is it exactly that they're going to impeach him for? The phone call that the president of Ukraine had said there was Trump did nothing wrong. He didn't say anything wrong at all. And now the old president of Ukraine is saying that Hunter Biden was put in there just specifically because of his name. But you don't hear that too much, do you? I saw that in an article. And, that pretty much says exactly what it is, that he was there $83,000 a month because his last name was Biden. The things that I don't understand is, all right, are you going to put, Elizabeth Warren, she's so far to the left that even half of the three quarters of the Democratic Party can't follow what she's doing. And Bernie Sanders is right there with her. And Buttigieg, now I'm not discriminatory towards him, but how is he going to deal with world leaders that will take advantage of the fact that he's gay? Because they always have. I mean, they won't take anything that he says for what it's worth, because they don't believe that, you know, a gay person should even be a president of the United States. So, yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that people are even listening to him when his own little town isn't doing very well, and he's out on the electoral field for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 months now. And, you know, I don't get it. I really don't. And the rest of them are all pretty much, for the most part, are running out of money.
Well, the whole thing. And how about this? Bloomberg News isn't going to investigate Bloomberg or the Democrats, but they will investigate Trump. So, you know, the Trump campaign says, well, you've lost your credentials with us. We're not going to allow you to come because, you aren't a legitimate news thing. You're just out to get us. And I don't blame them. That was just the perfect thing to do. But, you know, we're out of time now, Dick. So we're going to just have to let this go and say, you know, next week we're rooting for the Dogs and we're rooting for a comeback for the Patriots. But We're done.
You got it.
We're out of time, folks. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.